SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is getting down to the wire for the U.S.-Iran ceasefire due to expire very soon. In the meantime, the status of U.S.-Iran talks remains up in the air. We don't know whether there will be another round of talks before the ceasefire runs out.
Iranian state television has issued an on-screen alert saying that no delegation from Iran has visited Islamabad so far, as speculation about possible talks with the U.S. grows. The on-screen alert on Tuesday likely reflects the internal debate ongoing within Iran's theocracy as it weighs how to respond to the U.S. Navy's seizure of an Iranian container ship over the weekend. Iranian state TV has long been controlled by hardliners in Iran. No official has acknowledged that a delegation will be heading to Islamabad, where officials have been on standby for days now for possible talks. I'm Charles Villatesme.
A Canadian tourist has died in a shooting at one of Mexico's historic pyramid sites. Happened just north of Mexico City. More than a dozen people, including some Americans, were hurt. The gunman took his own life. A redistricting scheme allowing Democrats to grab four more congressional districts is being decided today by voters in Virginia.
National Democrats plowed tens of millions into turning out the yes vote, which gives Democrats 10 districts and would help them take the U.S. House in the fall. To leave just one Republican seat, five districts with long tentacles stretch out from Northern Virginia so that Democrats outnumber Republicans in each one. In contrast, the no vote keeps the current map of six Democrats and five Republicans. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 272 points. NASDAQ futures better by 96. This is SRN News. It's a new poll on President Trump and faith.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 67% of white evangelical Protestants say they think that Mr. Trump stands up for their religious beliefs. 51% of white Catholics feel the same, as do 46% of white mainline Protestants. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion are the least likely to say they think the president is standing up for their spiritual beliefs. Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed over 20 states seeking to promote his ideology, establish official days of remembrance, or affix his name to roads and public places. SRN News. Republican candidates are making artificial intelligence a campaign issue in some key races.
Doug Fiafia once worked at Google. Now he's a Utah state representative running to be a state senator. And like some other tech employees who've gone into politics, he's made regulating the artificial intelligence industry a campaign centerpiece. That puts him on a collision course with President Donald Trump's administration. Earlier this year, it helped block the lawmaker's state proposal requiring companies to include child safety protocols. The White House wants a single national AI standard. But with no progress on that front in Congress, state lawmakers are struggling to address concerns about the game-changing technology. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Justice Department has filed a complaint against Washington, D.C. and its Water Authority. This over a massive sewage leak into the Potomac River. That leak from a deteriorating pipeline spilled 244 million gallons of raw sewage into the river. More details, SRNNews.com.